be willing to guard and protect the church. And at times that means this, standing up and saying that we are exercising our shepherding role. But when individuals say, you know what, we're gone, we're also going to practice what the full counsel of God says regarding the individual who refuses to repent after individuals go by themselves with witnesses and it's taken to the church, Matthew chapter 18. The eldership has to do something then because the church needs them to. Third, not only for the sinner, not only for the church, but third, church discipline is practiced for the sake of the gospel and the influence of the church in the community. That's why what was going on in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, part of the reason it was such a big deal, because apparently it was known that a man was in the congregation that had his father's wife, and the men of the congregation, they were just saying, okay, whatever. And you can imagine what word was spreading through the community. Oh, that they profess to believe this, but they don't really practice it. That's the idea of the influence within the community. The idea that our elders must be men who are prayerful. Our elders must be men who are seeking the will of God is forever found through the Scripture. That's why as you think about this idea of elders, in particular the eldership defined, I want you to understand that what we're embarking on is God's design for the church. It's His design for the church that we have elders. But you see, we need to understand our role in what it means to have elders. And if we're going to do that, we must understand the eldership as God has defined it. So this morning, what I tried to do was I tried to give you three words. The word elder, the word bishop, and the word pastor. Those words play into different responsibilities. They play into different concepts within the eldership. But as a whole, that's the best I can give you when it comes to defining the office and the position of elder. And so as you think about these men that you're going to be putting forward, I encourage you to pray for them now. I encourage you men who even think that you might be interested in this to pray about it. Talk to your spouse. Pray with your spouse about what we're talking about. Because our elders have come to us and they said, there's four of us. And there's a lot of people in this congregation. Our elders have come to us and said they need some help. And so I'm going to ask you to consider right now to pray on behalf of the men that you're thinking of. Pray for our elders that they will have wisdom and pray for this good congregation. Will you pray with me right now? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do come before you. Lord, we want to be what you would have us to be in all areas, including when it comes to installing additional elders. Lord, we're grateful for our elders. We are grateful that they have disciplined themselves, that they've lived lives of total reliance upon you, and that they will lead us, that they will stand their guard and their post. Lord, we know it's a tiresome position, and we're grateful that these men have dedicated their lives to service to you. Lord, we're grateful for those men in this congregation who have also positioned themselves due to the life that they've led and the reliance upon your forgiveness and your will in their life. They've positioned themselves, Lord, to serve alongside of these other four men. Lord, I'm grateful for men who I can look up to, who I can tell my children to look up to, men who are striving to be what you would have them to be. And so, Lord, right now, it's our prayer as a congregation that you would help us as we seek your will, that you will help us to consider in a manner that is grown up, spiritually mature, what we're about to do this in the coming months. Heavenly Father, I pray for the men who are qualified that they will not be sidetracked with fear. I pray that they will not be sidetracked by distractions. And I pray, Lord, that they will have a desire to stand their post and to be a servant in your kingdom like this. Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom. Help us, Lord, to lift up their arms when they get tired. Help us to be a support and to be eagerly ready to help when they come to us and ask us to help. Heavenly Father, we're grateful that you're a God of provision. We're grateful that you have provided us the church and that you have given us what we need to grow spiritually. And so, Lord, at this time at Florence Boulevard, we come before you as a body and we pray for wisdom. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us as you do. Thank you for allowing us to come to you and lay our petition before you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning's lesson by no means has been designed to teach you how to become a Christian, but I hope and pray that it has given you a bigger concept of the church. But as always, we extend an invitation at the conclusion of a lesson because you never know who's been considering their walk with the Lord and who's been thinking about growing closer to God. And so this morning, I simply ask you a question, and that's this. If you were to die today on the way home, do you know with 100% certainty whether or not you would spend eternity with God or not? So that question may seem kind of weighted, but the reality is this. If you were to die, then the opportunity that you have to repent is already sealed. And so at the singing of an invitation song, you have an opportunity, if you don't like the answer to that question, you have the opportunity to be restored or to rededicate your life. If you've never obeyed the gospel, you have an opportunity to confess Jesus as Lord, repent of your sins, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, being resurrected to be a new creature, clothed in Christ, according to Galatians chapter 3. Today, if you were to die on the way home, do you know with 100% certainty where you would spend eternity? Because I will tell you this, you don't have to leave here wondering what the answer to that question is. And so today, if you do need the prayers of this good congregation, if you need to be restored or rededicate your life, or you're ready to obey the gospel, then we invite you to do so by coming forward right now as together we stand and as we sing.